So thank you for coming, guys, one more time. Why don't we just applause all the beautiful poets that they have given us so much amazing stuff earlier on. Thank you, guys. Thank you for being a part of this. It's magic. I've known Fernando since maybe about 1998. And I used to live in Vancouver, and we used to hang out on the Vancouver poetry scene. And Fernando has taught me to not to be a victim. And I'm sure if any one of you has any victim tendencies, he's gonna cure you tonight. And he is one of this planet's most loved poets, Fernando Aguero.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for coming out. I'm not very good at talking. I just like reading poems. So I got a bunch of silly, unimportant poems for you. Lately, I've been... I like going into YouTube and watching videos of public proposals. And it's always funnier when the woman says no. This is called Who Says I'm Not a Romantic? I promise not to propose to you on the Jumbotron at a hockey game. That's just lame and unoriginal. There is a 90% chance you might say yes, and a 90% chance you might say no. And being rejected in front of 18,000 people is an unnecessary torture. I'll probably do it while you're sitting on the toilet. As you unroll the toilet paper, you will find that there is a message written on it that says, I hope everything came out okay. I love you, and I want to spend the rest of my life waking up next to you. Will you marry me? You will scream, get all weepy, and forget to wipe your ass. I will take this as a yes. I like to do a lot of food poems, and this one here. I always wondered when I was in a Chinese restaurant, when you after you finish the meal, you get these fortune cookies, and they always say something uplifting and positive. So I was wondering what they would say if they were unfortunate cookies. The cook ejaculated into your hot and sour soup. Those were balls, but they weren't from a chicken. You are about to be audited. Your blow-up doll wants to break up with you. You have a face only a drunk mother could love. Ed McMahon will knock on your door and declare you owe $1 million. Congratulations, you just made it onto the no-fly list. You're so fucked up that even Charles Manson defriended you on Facebook. You were not hugged enough as a child, you are not hugged enough as an adult. Your grandmother can see you masturbating from heaven. Your therapist has to see a therapist because of you. Even Santa Claus thinks you suck. The tooth fairy is coming over tonight to knock your teeth out. Jesus loves everyone but you. Is this okay so far? I was supposed to read this poem for somebody, but she's not here, so I'm going to read it anyways. It's called That Lucky Thing. I want to lick Hershey's chocolate syrup from your nipples. I want to build a shrine to your ass Your hips are the perfect fit for these lonely hands. You make my teeth sweat. You make the space in my pants smaller. I wanna fuck you till the cops come. I wanna turn you inside out, outside in, upside down. I wanna eat you like a mango. I want pieces of you between my teeth when I'm through. I want you so bad, my socks hurt. I want you so bad, I had to write about it. It's maddening being so close yet separated by a boyfriend. I'm like a toothless beggar at a barbecue. I'm going insane, feeling your heat, smelling your scent, a mixture of Pantene, sweat, cigarette smoke, and that perfume. That lucky thing, I wanna be that behind your ears, on your neck, on your wrists. I want to stick to you in all the secret places. I want to be your underwear, your towel, your bicycle seat, the banana you're eating. I want to have your grandchildren. Here's another food poem. I write a lot of poems about food for some reason. This is about the stupidest thing I've ever done. And I didn't think it was stupid at the time. I thought it was kind of cool. This is called Stranger Fries. Beware the stranger fries. There is a reason they sit there alone with a paper napkin on top of them. Oh, I know they're tempting, but they're just glass shards disguised as diamonds. They are evil. The devil sneezed on them. When they say you don't know where it's been, it usually means that it's been rubbed between the AIDS-infested ass cheeks of a leper. But you're special. You don't believe that. You look around and say to yourself, there are no lepers in kits. You're starving. You go for it, reducing yourself to a sophisticated bum who showers. The waitress looks at you like you just teabagged the Pope. Her face, a mixture of disgust and fascination. This is a great look for her. I meet new people, and for some reason, they can't remember the name Fernando. So this is a poem called Who the Fuck is Federico? Federico? Who the fuck is Federico? Apparently, I'm Federico. He kept calling me Federico. Federico, you're not doing it right. We need more elbow grease, Federico. Federico, I'm gonna kick your ass. I gave up trying to correct him after the third time. It was hilarious. It was a lot closer than being called Brian. At least it started with an F and sounded ethnic. I've been called Fuckface, and that wasn't by mistake. I've been called Fred Ferdinand Fernandez, now Federico. Federico, I brought you some daisies. Federico, you man, who are you? Romeo and Federico, the good, the bad, and the Federico. Federico, 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 Federico. I think I can work with Federico. Hello, my name is Bond. Federico Bond.